It's Friday, April 29th, 2022, and this is Episode 1 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. The Alameda Post was created to be a modern, reliable, and trustworthy local news source for all of Alameda. You may have already seen our website, alamedapost.com. Many of you are receiving our weekly newsletter. And now, for when you're on the go, we begin the weekly Postcast, a summary of Alameda news and events that you can listen to anywhere. My name is Scott Peeler, and I'll be your host. I'm a radio broadcasting veteran, but what I do mainly is tell stories, whether as an announcer, sports reporter, theater director, actor, or even reading aloud to children. I love to share stories. I look forward to bringing you the stories that matter every Friday on the Alameda Postcast. Our top story, on April 19th, Alameda Fire Department Chief Nick Luby updated the City Council on its Community Assessment, Response, and Engagement, or CARE, program. The program consists of trained AFD personnel that respond to mental health emergencies on a 24/7 basis with the goal to shift specific responsibilities for managing mental health crises from the police department to non-police agencies. When CARE responds to a call, they triage and assess the community member. Based on that assessment, they may provide a medical referral or transportation to a medical facility, family, friend, shelter, along with other options. Chief Luby reported that the CARE team began providing services on December 16th. In its first 2 months of operation, the team responded to 92 requests for service and collaborated with the Alameda Family Services to assist multiple clients in navigating their situations. 68 of those interactions resulted in the following: 28 referrals to Alameda Family Services, 13 resulted in involuntary psychiatric holds, 12 were transported elsewhere, 9 refused services, 4 were transported to medical facilities, and 2 were evaluated but were not in need of treatment or transport. By comparison, in the same 2-month period of 2021, 100% of those responses resulted in transportation to medical or psychiatric facilities. Based on these results, the City Council voted unanimously in favor of continuing the pilot program through June 30th of 2023 to allow for additional data collection and validation of the program. For more details on this story, visit alamedapost.com/top. Last Thursday, Alameda police were called to a commercial parking lot near Blanding and Broadway where a shopper discovered an unresponsive man near the rear of the parking lot. The man was pronounced dead on the scene, and it appears efforts have been made to conceal the body. At this time, the identity of the deceased is unknown, as are the circumstances surrounding his death. The Coroner's Bureau currently determining the cause of death, and Alameda police are seeking to identify a white Toyota Sienna minivan, model year somewhere between 1998 and 2002, with a missing left front hubcap, last seen entering the Posey Tube just after midnight on Thursday. Anyone with information that may be of assistance is asked to contact the Alameda Police Department. On two separate votes, the City Council has voted in favor of forming two community facility districts to finance marina infrastructure for the Alameda Marina Development along Clement Avenue. The marina development will include up to 760 multifamily housing units, 250,000 square feet of commercial and maritime space, 3.59 acres of open shoreline space, and a 530 boat slip marina. A community facility district, or CFD, is a defined geographic area where the city can levy special taxes on property owners to fund improvements, pay debt on bonds, and cover costs of municipal services. CFD 22-1 to finance infrastructure needed for the development, including a seawall and other improvements by issuing bonds and levying a special tax within the district, passed by a vote of 4-1, with Tony Desaug casting the dissenting vote. The second, CFD 22-2, will be activated after the bonds are repaid for the infrastructure 30 years after their issuance and only under certain triggering events, such as additional needed improvements in the event of sea level rise or if there is no lessee to pay for improvements. CFD 22-2 also passed by a 4-1 margin, with Trish Herrera-Spencer voting no. All current property owners voted in favor of both CFDs. While Mayor Marilyn Ezzy Ashcraft invited testimony for or against the CFDs, no public comment was received. For details on this and other stories, visit alamedapost.com. Now, a look at upcoming events of interest to the Alameda community. This Saturday, April 30th, join Alameda Unified School Board President Jennifer Williams and District PTA Council President Ryan Lalonde for the Measure B kickoff meeting. Measure B is a bond referendum designed to improve Alameda schools, including classroom upgrades, sports facilities, energy improvements, and air quality enhancements. The meeting takes place at Lucky 13 Bar at 1301 Park Street from noon until 1 on Saturday. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your questions answered before the vote on June 7th. Looking ahead to next Friday, May 6th, Rhythmic's Cultural Works brings the sounds of Zimbabwe, Puerto Rico, Detroit, and the Bay Area to Park Street with the Island City Waterways Art Walk. This free music event is happening from 5 to 8 p.m. at various locations along Park Street. For details on these and other events, visit alamedapost.com/events. The city is inviting your participation in a virtual community workshop happening this coming Wednesday, May 4th at 6:30 p.m. This is the second workshop relating to resurfacing and proposed safety improvements to Grand Street from Encinal Avenue to Otis Drive. Full details are available at the city's website, alamedaca.gov/Grand Street. In entertainment news, the musical lineup for the Alameda County Fair Big O Tires Concert Series has been announced. The fair runs June 17th through July 10th in Pleasanton and includes Sheila E., Blue Oyster Cult, Clint Walker, Genuine, Confunction, and Neon Trees, among others. Full details at alamedacountyfair.com. In Alameda news around the web, a further development in the case of the death of Mario Gonzalez. As reported by Lisa Fernandez of KTVU-TV, the Oakland law firm representing Gonzalez's young son has released a second autopsy. This new autopsy conflicts with the findings of the Alameda County Coroner's Office. 5 months ago, Alameda ruled that Gonzalez's death was partially due to the toxic effects of methamphetamine. The new autopsy states the cause of death as restraint asphyxia and claims there was not enough of the drug in Gonzalez's system to be considered a cause of death. The second autopsy, performed by Dr. Bennett Amalu, will not have an impact on criminal proceedings, but will come into play in the civil cases that are currently proceeding. Full details at ktvu.com. Paul Rogers of the Mercury News reporting that the board of the East Bay Municipal Utility District had voted 6-1 to declare a drought emergency. The goal is to achieve a 10% reduction in use from 2020 levels, starting with limiting landscape watering to 3 days a week. In May, the board will consider a surcharge as well as penalties for excessive water consumption. Full details at mercurynews.com. Finally, the last tour in our popular Don't Call Them Victorians walking tour is tomorrow, Saturday, April 30th. Tickets are still available as the series wraps up in the West End. Join Post editor and Alameda historian Dennis Ivanoski for another informative and entertaining look at the eclectic architecture of our beloved island. Tickets and details at alamedapost.com/tours. That's it for the first episode of the Alameda Postcast. Visit our website, alamedapost.com/newsletter, to sign up for our weekly newsletter. It's free and will never give or sell your personal information to anyone. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcasts, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast from your favorite source. I'm Scott Peeler, and I'll be back next Friday for Episode 2 of the Alameda Postcast.